shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
every day. The headlines at 18 hours. Spokesperson for the Lungu family, Makebe Zulu, has called on the government to extend a formal apology for his treatment of former President Edgar Lungu during his lifetime. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ and political parties have agreed to proceed with the Lumezi by-election with the reprinted ballots. In international news, Donald Trump and his top officials have pushed back on a leaked intelligence report that said U.S. strikes on Iran only set its nuclear program back by a few months.
9:07 News, all day, every day.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. Spokesperson for the Lungu family, Makebe Zulu, has called on the government to extend a formal apology for his treatment of a former president, Edgar Lungu, during his lifetime. Zulu criticized the government's continued legal battles with the family, describing it as hypocritical, given President Hichilema's declaration of national mourning. The family believes that the court case will provide an opportunity to share President Lungu's story and reveal the truth about his treatment by the government.
This is an opportunity for us to tell the story, the great story of President Hichilema, how that he lived as a president, served the nation as a president, and thereafter he was the person that was betrayed by the system, cast aside by the system, and now in his death they wish to come back and pretend as though they took care of him, pretend as though they were good to him, pretend as though he mattered to them, when in fact he never did. But the family has been conquered. He mattered to the family when he was president, he mattered to the family now. And taking him back home, it so appears, will not give him a dignified birth. And the family only wants to give him a dignified birth, not one that's shrouded in mockery, that's shrouded in PR, that's shrouded in giving to the international community the perception that he was properly treated, when in fact not. This is the request that the government should come across and say, we are sorry we never treated him well. We are sorry we did wrong to him. Now that he's dead, how can we make amends? No one spoke for Edgar Sagalungu when he was alive. Now,
the burial of a former President Edgar Lungu has been suspended by the court after the Attorney General's application to repatriate his body to Zambia was adjourned. The court was given the Attorney General until July 3rd to submit an application, while the Lungu family has until July 4th to respond. The case will be heard on July 18th, with the state hoping for negotiations to reach a fair conclusion before then. Despite the court ruling, mourners remain gathered in South Africa for the earlier funeral arrangements. The burial will not take place today as previously planned, pending the court's decision. And Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha says if the South African court rules against the government, then this will be the last stop in pursuing the matter.
The court at least has allowed that we don't study today, because we made what we call prima facie case that yes, there is need for the parties to continue discussing and for the parties to reflect whether this is the best arrangement we want. And so the court has allowed that we wait until I make the application to court, and I've been asked to file on or before said July for the repatriation of the remains of former President Lungu to come to Zambia, and the other party, the Lungu family, will be filing their response to what I'll be asking by 4th July. And
Meanwhile, Zambian Civil Liberties Union has advised government to withdraw its court battle over the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says the claim of public interest in this polarized situation is debatable. He urged President Hichilema to reconsider his government's approach and prioritize national healing and unity. Mwanza emphasized that it is time for the president to prioritize national healing and unity over this court battle. He suggested that government should instead focus on showing goodwill to the Lungu family after the burial.
We believe the president has done enough to try and bring the body back to Zambia, and it's time to let go. We urge President Hakainde Hichilema to reconsider his government's approach and advise the Attorney General to withdraw the court action. Instead, the president should focus on healing and uniting the nation. Showing goodwill to the Lungu family after the burial would be a more constructive use of the government's efforts. The South African court's prompt response to this matter is also very commendable. Given the precedence of the family wishes being prioritized in South African case law and the independence of their courts, it is unlikely the verdict will favor the government's position. We believe, as Zambian Civil Liberties Union, it is time for the president to prioritize national healing and unity over this court battle.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and political parties have agreed to proceed with the Lumezi by-election with the reprinted ballot. ECZ Commissioner Major General Vincent Mukanda says the commission engaged with stakeholders to enhance transparency of the process. Major General Mukanda says investigations are still ongoing to establish the source of the omission of the candidate's surname, and an update will be shared with the public. He was speaking during a stakeholders' engagement to update them on the movement of the reprinted ballots.
977 News.
Baobab Zambia has donated $5,633 to Munali Boys Secondary School to enable five talented students to participate in an upcoming AI competition slated for Geneva, Switzerland. Baobab Zambia's Managing Director, Lillian Matwalo, says this generous contribution aims to cover travel expenses and logistics for the students who recently emerged victorious in a national AI competition held in Lusaka. Matwalo has expressed the company's commitment to promoting technology and education in Zambia. She emphasized that the students' qualification for the international competition is not just a triumph for Munali Boys Secondary School, but a significant achievement for the entire country.
For us, it's very exciting as Baobab, because our motto is that everyone deserves the benefits of a modern, connected life. And if you don't have the kind of exposure that these five boys are going to have, you might miss out on the opportunities that connectivity is able to give you. So just a brief background to talk about Baobab Zambia and what we do. As Kayla alluded to earlier, we are part of the MTN group. But what we do, our form of business, is that we look after fiber infrastructure. The five geniuses might know what that is, right? But
meanwhile, head teacher at Munali Boys Secondary School, Titus Hara, expressed gratitude on behalf of the school committee, emphasizing that the support alleviates the school's budget deficit for logistics, food, and accommodation. Hara says with the support from Baobab Zambia, the school is optimistic that the students will be exposed to international standards and best practices in technology.
In AI competition here in Osaka at the National Science Center. Our boys are going to present the school in the junior category AI, which is going to be held in Geneva, Switzerland. This is an international competition where our boys will be exposed to various countries and geniuses in the world. That includes China, Japan, America, and other countries. It's so exciting for a school to be part of this competition. You may wish to know that towards this competition we had some few challenges, and these challenges are a budget deficit towards the flight tickets, accommodation, unfold for our children.
Credible, accurate business news.
The Zambia National Marketers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has conducted a one-day training workshop to equip approximately 5